The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. It is a spectacular day in Columbus, Ohio. These are the days we here in Ohio wait for, dream of in February, January. It's just almost a perfect day outside, and it's a perfect day inside, and I am delighted to have, well, an almost perfect audience. You have a far from perfect host, I assure you of that, but I have an almost perfect audience, and I am delighted that you're there. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, this is a day that we have been waiting for a long time, but Asiya Bibi has been waiting for over 10 years. The mother of, I can't remember how many children she has, but the Pakistani mother that was sentenced to death in Pakistan because she touched a Muslim woman's water bottle. Sentenced to death. Let that sink in if you haven't heard this. Sentenced to death because she touched a Muslim woman's water bottle. She was accused of blasphemy, sentenced to death, has been on death row for years. Finally, the Supreme Court of Pakistan took up the case. Her sentence was overturned. It was appealed by radical Muslims. The Supreme Court upheld her appeal again and said she was free to leave the country. And that was months ago. Well, it is being reported by a British diplomat that Asiya Bibi has left Pakistan and has arrived safely in Canada. It's not being reported where, and I think that's very wise for her own safety. But she and her husband have been living the last few months in protective custody in Pakistan under the fear of multiple death threats from Islamic extremists who said they would not allow her out of the country alive. Well, again, the good news is, and this is being reported by a British diplomat to the London-based British Pakistani Christian Association, that this morning, Pakistani time, she left Pakistan and has arrived safely in Canada. Now, I don't want to throw anything negative on this wonderful, wonderful story, but let me just think out loud. I have no idea why the United States of America was not the country that offered asylum to this woman. I don't understand. I don't get it. I think our president should have been first in line to offer this woman and her family asylum in America. And who knows? Maybe that was offered, and maybe she just wanted to go to Canada. I don't know. The important thing is she is safe. Now, her safety is not guaranteed, folks. These radical Islamic extremists, it wouldn't be surprising at all if they followed her to Canada. They are enraged that she has been allowed to leave the country. So I'm praying that protection will be provided for her, and possibly her location can even be kept secret. I don't know, just for her own safety. But anyway, the good news is she is out of Pakistan, in Canada. She is a free woman, and she has been united with her family for the first time in years. Many of you have prayed for her and her family. Your prayers have been answered. Continue to pray for her safety. Then there is this poll that just, it blows my mind. A brand new poll out from Gallup indicating that now a majority, barely a majority, but a majority of American voters support abolishing the Electoral College. I look at this and I go, are you kidding me? One of the most brilliant ideas of our founding fathers, a means, a way in our electoral process that assures people in small states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Arkansas, have a say in our elections. Because we are not a democracy. We are a representative republic. And the Electoral College fits into a representative republic perfectly. We are not a democracy, and we should all be thankful that we are not. But a small majority of Americans now say, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. Now, this would be unheard of were it not for Hillary Clinton saying, the election was stolen from me. Were it not for Democrats who are crybabies because their candidate didn't get elected in the last election, overall, it's a small majority across the board. But among Democrats, 79% of Democrats say the Electoral College should be abolished. 79%. The flip side, Republicans, 74% say that the electoral system should be kept. So you got, talk about a divide. 79% of Democrats say get rid of the Electoral College, elect presidents by popular vote. 74% of Republicans say, no, we need to keep the current system. And this illustrates the Democratic Party, Democrat Party is technically correct. The Democrat Party is becoming more and more and more and more radical. They want to trash the Constitution, trash religious freedom. More and more Democrats want to follow in the footsteps of Barack Obama, who said that he would fundamentally transform America. And, on the life issue, we are seeing that Democrats are becoming more and more and more radical in their desire to kill innocent babies up until the day of birth and even after birth. We're seeing more and more Democrats supporting infanticide. It's becoming more and more bizarre, folks. It really is. And the divide between Democrats and Republicans, I don't ever remember a time when it was bigger. Now, my parents were Republicans. Okay, I grew up in a Republican home. I grew up in a Christian conservative home. But throughout my childhood, Democrats and Republicans were different. But they had the same basic goals for America. They had different ways of achieving those goals. But if you asked a Democrat and a Republican, what are your ultimate goals for America? They were basically the same. And I think that's been the history since we have had a two-party system. Of course they had differences, of course. But their goals, their desires, their vision for the future of America were basically the same. That is no longer the case. That is no longer the case. Democrats want to destroy our heritage, our foundation. They want to take our country in a totally radical, progressive left-wing direction. They want America to become a country that we, none of us, would recognize. And they think that's a good thing. They honestly believe that's a good thing. I, for one, do not believe that is a good thing. All right, first break. We'll step away for just a moment. When we come back, my goodness, the people who are suffering severe, and I mean severe anxiety, because of climate change. It's shocking, and it's being promoted in academia and the mainstream media.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I don't guess that these people can be held responsible for giving people nervous breakdowns, but my goodness. Here is a CNN article. Headline, climate anxiety is real, but there's something you can do about it. CNN. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this. A student in Wendy Peterson Boring's climate change focus class, climate change focused class, said she woke up at 2 a.m. and cried for two solid hours about the warming ocean. Are you serious? This is a college student. A student in this woman's class said she woke up at 2 a.m. in the morning and cried for two solid hours about the warming ocean. The teacher said, and this is a computer science major. She is an associate professor of history, religious studies, women and gender studies. Now, whoa, time out. Wait a minute. Can I read you the first sentence in this article again? A student in Wendy Peterson Boring's climate change focus class. Okay. But she is an associate professor of history, religious studies, women and gender studies. So why does she have a climate change focus class? If she's an associate professor of religious studies, women and gender studies, I don't know. Anyway, she is a professor at Willamette University in Oregon, and she has been teaching about climate change for over a decade. She's a professor of religious studies, women and gender studies, and yet she's been teaching about climate change for over a decade. Mm-hmm. In that short time, she has watched her students' fear, grief, stress, and anxiety grow. Well, that's because of what you've been teaching them. The professor says, quote, back in 2007, it was the mouse in the room. Then it became the elephant in the room. By 2016, those concerns and fears began to just flood over. Her students aren't alone. Polls show that many more Americans worry about global warming. There's no clinical definition, but climate anxiety and grief, or solastalgia, The distress that is produced by environmental change impacting on people while they are directly connected to their home environment. That's the definition of solastalgia. The distress that is produced by environmental change impacting on people while they are directly connected to their home environment. This has become such a concern that the American Psychological Association created a 69-page climate change guide to help mental health care providers. A 69-page climate change guide to help mental health care providers. There are support networks like Good Grief in Salt Lake City, created to help people build resilience while discussing eco-anxiety, despair, and inaction. There's even a growing number of organizations of people promising not to have children due to the severity of the ecological crisis and the current inaction of government forces in the face of this existential stress. And now I'm back to the CNN article talking about people, I'm not going to have any children because of, okay, who can blame them? This year's climate change headlines are depressing on a good day and terrifying at worst. 1 million species threatened with extinction because of humans, read a recent United Nations report. By the way, I had that report in my stack of stuff a couple of days ago, and it's almost exactly the same as a report issued by the United Nations 30 years ago. And none of it came to pass. The article goes on, even for people who aren't directly affected by natural disasters, climate change is causing measurable mental stress. Higher temperatures alone have led to more suicides and increased psychiatric hospitalization and have hurt our sleep, which can also harm mental health. These problems will get worse as the temperatures continue to rise. Here's the problem. Temperatures quit rising a few years ago, and they're now cooling. But yeah, temperatures have stopped rising. They're now cooling. And then, of course, the CNN article immediately goes to, with the Trump election, the change in my, this is the professor again, with the Trump election, the change in my students, a sense of grief and fear and paralysis became palpable. Paralysis caused by fear is a real problem, said Susan Clayton, one of the lead authors of the American Psychological Association guide. If these people were not involved in fear-mongering, we wouldn't have this problem. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh. All right, hey, we're gonna move from that nonsense to something really cool. I'm really excited about an interview after this break, and you're gonna love it too. Stay tuned.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.